Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Freedom Prediction Truth Just Below the Surface. I'm excited to welcome program Reverend Wynn Anderson. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good, Neil. We've got an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking with Howard Bronson. As you know, his book Speak Up, we've hit on three different programs previous to today. One was program 989 on racism, 990 on gossip, and 991 on seeds of murder. I would suggest that you go back to archives of this podcast and listen to all three of them because they are excellent. As I told you, I believe that Howard is the most critically thinking philosopher of the 21st century, and whatever he has to say has been critically put through a way of getting to things that you need to know about. So you'll want to get his book, Speak Up. And today we're going to talk about another new book of his entitled The 13 Laws of Stumble. We all fall, we all fail sometimes, but we often forget two essential things about falling and failing. The first is that almost all of our social and technical progress was born from mistakes, accidents, and outright bad behavior. The second is that we often assume that a failure is our predestiny. And once we fall, we make an additional mistake. We fail to assess where we are on the ground, learn from our fall, and then rise up and try again. So we're going to be discussing Howard's book, The 13 Laws of Stumble and Stumble Theory. It puts it all together by blowing it all to pieces. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Wynn, and thank you so much for that introduction. Very gracious of you.
Okay, so I thought, Howard, that we would go over the 13 laws, and then in your book, you said, we are but an accident, the product of not one mistake, but an infinite number. And finally, when all our mistakes are spent, only one result is possible. We become perfection. Sorry. You want to make comment on that before we get started?
Yeah. What I think is that people are so intimidated by being beaten down in life, by failing, by falling, that they think that's where they have to stay. And they don't realize that every time we stumble or make a mistake or something happens that makes us feel bad about ourselves, we can learn from that experience because we don't want to feel bad about ourselves. So how do you do that? You take the stumble and you say, okay, I'm going to look at my life and I'm going to figure out how to make things better. Stumbling is how we grow. It's everywhere we go. It's in every cell of our body. It's all throughout the universe. We learn by collision, by fall, by failing, as long as we assess what we've learned.
Howard, this is a content-rich podcast. I try to give as much content as I can in the length of time that I have. And we're going to run through your 13 different laws and just allow the listener to get a gist of what you're writing about. But I can say that you need to get the book, The 13 Laws of Stumble, in order to drill down on this important information. So the first law is stumbles are not a cause for panic, but a potential relief from darkness.
I would say this. when we fall, the natural reaction, it would seem, would be to be concerned, to panic, to worry. Oh my goodness, this didn't work out well. Oh my goodness, the car broke down. My child's not feeling well. And what happens is we throw ourselves in this state of panic or trauma. And when we're panicking, when we're traumatized, we're not thinking clearly. We're not thinking sometimes at all. All we're doing is reacting. And what I am saying is, when you do fall, and then, you know, instead of just panicking, take a breath, calm down, and react. Instead of reacting, respond to the situation, assess the situation. Anytime we allow ourselves a clear head and a clear mind, we can come up with viable solutions.
Okay. Rule number two, stumbles are not an interruption in your life, but an essential part of your path.
You know the expression, humans plan and God laughs. We all make plans and designs. And I counsel so many people, as I know you do too, who say, well, I was going to be a doctor. I was going to, you know, be an accountant. I was going to do this. I was going to marry the perfect guy, et cetera, et cetera. And it didn't happen. And they think, well, because it didn't go to the way that I wanted it to go, it didn't go to plan, that I have to admit defeat. And that's wrong. I mean, we're not warriors here. What we are students of our own life. And very often, in fact, if you look back on your life and you see this accident, that stumble, and that stumble, you can say, wow, had that not happened, I wouldn't have the opportunities that I have today. So often, stumbling on the path that we think we should be on puts us on a better path.
Howard, I have found through my own life experiences that the things that I thought was the worst thing that could possibly happen to me after 20 years turned out to be the best thing that could have possibly happened to me. So sure. You have to put that into perspective and not have to have an answer tomorrow. You can wait online.
I agree.
To see what happens to you. Number three, your life matrix is only as strong as its weakest point and will eventually collapse to that point until resolved. Explain that.
If we fail to learn from the opportunity of failing or falling, we're going to repeat that mistake. And it's like, you know, people who bang their heads against the wall, you know that expression. If you keep banging your head against the wall, the same wall, and that same head, you're going to have a pretty bad headache. So the requirement of stumble theory is that, first of all, it's okay to fall. It's okay to fail. There are some falls that are too far, but we can always improve our lives no matter what our situation is. But it's okay to fall. As long as you learn a lesson, as long as you can calmly take stock and say, okay, here's what happened, here's what I've learned, and now I can move forward.
Next law is, you cannot reach a great height and stay there if there is an unresolved behavioral debt in your life matrix. Make this a little bit more simple.
Yes, as you're walking up the stairs of, oh, someone else is there. Oh, that must be Neil. Okay. As you're walking up the stairs of life and you have a great trajectory upward, if one of those stairs is defective, you're going to fall through it and you're going to head back. So if we're on a path to our own fineness, our own greatness, or our own goodness, and we haven't resolved certain issues, traumas of our past, those are going to come back to haunt us and hold us back.
So you're saying that we need to resolve old issues?
Yes, I'm saying that I cannot tell you how many clients I have who come into my office, grown professionals in their 30s, 40s, 50s, who are living and being driven by the dictates of the traumatized 5-year-old within them or 12-year-old within them. So one of the things I'm often saying to my clients is, in one way or another, is you have to heal. And to heal, you have to admit that you have wounds. And for a lot of people and a lot of families, secrets are the big thing. But in reality, secrets are the toxins of any family. And as Louis Brandeis said, sunshine is the best disinfectant. Get it out in the open. Admit your mistakes. Admit you're human. What's going to happen? Are people going to walk away and be disgusted by you? Maybe some will, depending on who you are and what you've done. But if you admit your mistakes, you say, yes, this happened. I regretted that this happened. I've learned, this is what I've learned, and I'm moving forward. Are you also moving forward, or are you going to hold yourself back?
The next law is, stumble affords you the opportunity to see your specific challenges clearly, but you must be open to learning things you previously thought you could not learn.
The most dangerous people are stubborn people, people who refuse to take a look at their lives because they think either I can't fix anything, I'm not able to fix anything in my life, I don't have the means or the courage, or they delude themselves and they say, I'm just fine, I have all the answers. Arrogance. I can do it all. I can handle it all. And they create a false reassurance. We see this in the media all the time. We see this in politics all the time by people making, politicians making certain proclamations that they have all the answers and that their group is better than any other group. And of course, you've got to be suspicious of that.
Next law of stumble is, pain is a message. Denial is a sign of immaturity.
We all have pain in our lives. We all have anguish in our lives. There is an expression, be, and I'm sure, Wynn, you could say it better than I can. It almost sounds biblical. I don't remember where, you know, the attribute is, but it's not my own. Be not chided by your fears, but be guided by your hopes. I'll say that again. Be not chided by your fears, but be guided by your hopes. And what happens is it's easy to be comfortable and just say, okay, well, this is who I am. And, you know, I'm not going to change. And, you know, I'm kind of dopey and jerky. And, oh, well, that's me. And have anguish. And then, you know, medicate yourself, go to a bar or whatever. And, you know, just kind of deny it or get high or, you know, whatever you do to deny, overeat. You know, you're the addiction expert. You certainly, you know, could touch on this as well. What we do to mask our pain. But the issue, the reality is when we look at a demon, when we're really willing to say, okay, I had trauma when I was 12 years old, I was abandoned by my mother, et cetera, et cetera. When we see the demon, what happens to it? It dissolves, it disappears, and we can start moving forward and really living the life we were meant to live, a life of joy.
Fear is a subject that every one of us needs to think about critically. And I believe it was Marianne Williamson who said, the opposite of fear is love. And if you can put love into the equation, the fear will go away. So that's just a little tip for you. We'll go on to the next one. You will generally stumble into an abyss that you can begin to climb out of the moment you are willing to become facing the issue that brought you there.
The Mexicans have an expression, poco a poco caminos lejos. Step by step, we walk far. There are a lot of people, and you know, I've counseled people who are so defeated. I've counseled people who are terminally ill. I've counseled prisoners who, you know, face many years incarceration. And I say, look, you can still contribute. You can still learn at any place or any point. You can learn to serve humanity. You can learn to contribute something viable and positive. And it's not going to happen overnight. Takes us a long, long time to, you know, create issues and negative issues in our personality. So we're not going to be able to immediately solve them, but we can make small steps. And every day in my life, I try to make small steps forward. We're doing a lot of media now. So am I, you know, moving this interview forward and that prospect forward and these books forward? So you take small steps, step by step, you walk far. We can always take a small step, even in a dark, dark day where we feel like we just want to lay in bed and do nothing. You can get up and do something. You can clean the living room. You can make a list, make a plan, describe what you'd be to be your happiest, most ideal self. Put it on the wall and start making those baby steps toward those goals.
I think that it's important that you come to realize what your purpose in life is. And if you can identify that, write it out, put it on your mirror, whatever. And then if you can say to yourself, what small step can I do today to advance my mission or purpose in life? You'll find out that your whole life changes. So that's important. The next law.
When I would also, yep.
Go ahead.
I would also add that there are some days you're going to take a step and you're going to trip. It's not going to work. Something you're going to try is not going to happen the way you want it to happen. And that's okay. Just take stock and say these two magic words. Oh, well, that didn't work. I wanted to meet that person. Didn't work out. Oh, well, okay, try again. But the key is not to be so self-suppressed that you don't keep finding the faith within yourself to move forward.
Absolutely. The point I was making was that if you can make some little step that is a positive step toward fulfilling your mission, you've had a great day. Doesn't have to be a big step.
Yes.
But, you know, something. Just do it consistently over and over and over again, and you'll move forward over time. The next law that you have is there is a reward or penalty for everything, but we don't know the exact price until we begin living that consequence.
What that means is as we live our lives and as we go through the day's experience and we make the small steps that you alluded to earlier, we can see results. And in the simplest terms, you mow the lawn, you you know, clean the house, you organize your papers, you create a priority list. Whatever you do, when you clean up a little bit, it helps to clear your mind somewhat. When you don't do this, if you remain stultified, if you say, oh, you know, I don't really want to get up, I'm just going to lay here and I'm just going to, you know, feel badly for myself, then your muscles start to ache. You know, you don't feel quite right and you wonder why. So maybe you're going to self-medicate. Maybe you're going to, you know, go down a bad path. We all need to find in ourselves the will to keep going forward. The other day I was doing an interview and someone, you know, asked me about the definition of confidence. And I said, the key issue about confidence is that you have it, even when you are convinced you don't have the right to have it. You still believe in yourself. You believe you're here for a real and viable purpose to help this world. And as you help heal this earth, you start to heal yourself.
Now, what your next law is, you cannot climb a single step nor expect to keep climbing if you're not willing to learn something often, little but essential thing, every day.
We're always learning. We have an opportunity to learn to the day we die. So it's really important to look at ourselves and not overanalyze ourselves, but just say, okay, what did I learn today? Today I learned that I need to have a little more energy. Today I learned that I'm eating too much sugar. You know, today I learned that I need to be more courteous in the way that I speak with people so I can become more social. Every day there's a lesson. Find it, learn from it, and that's how we grow, that's how we evolve.
The next law is your friends shape your virtue, but your adversaries shape your mission.
I love my enemies. I know that might sound Christ-like, but I'm not sure that I mean it in the same way. But my enemies tell me where to go. Not literally, but you know, I realize when I'm antagonizing and annoying the right people, when I'm really teeing off racists or haters or negative thinkers, I know I'm on a good path. So I have, you know, a debt to my enemies. They help me and my critics.
Right. The next law of stumble is to remain stuck in your matrix may be safe at some levels, but it is ultimately tantamount to taking a downward step.
I have one thing to say about that law. There is great danger in comfort. There is great danger in comfort. If you find yourself comfortable, you're not thinking, you're not growing.
Yeah, that's something that is a philosophical thought that we need to really, really put into our minds, maybe by doing affirmations, talking about that, so that our mind thinks that we're not wanting to be comfortable, although most of us do want to be comfortable. And then therefore, as a secondary result of that, don't take chances. Don't live to the fullest extent that you can. So you shouldn't take comfort in being comfortable. The next law is sustained fear crumbles us, but courage sustains us.
So many of us live in fear, are afraid to take chances, and as a result, our lives stay the same. Now, we just talked about safety, but there's a great adage which goes, if you fail to participate in the vital events of your time, you run the risk of never existing at all. And there are a lot of people that are very happy with not existing or just basically existing and going to their job and coming home and, you know, just kind of living a nondescript life. The problem with that, when is that we all have a purpose. We've all been gifted with something. Now, why are we gifted and how did that happen? Who knows? Doesn't matter. Whatever, wherever the debate goes, we're all gifted. And if we don't use our gift somehow to help this world and help heal this world, that's not fair, because we all have that basic responsibility to make a difference.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest principles in having a full, happy, contented life is find your purpose and daily try to accomplish it. And your last law of stumble is every great story since the beginning of time is a matrix of innocence, challenge, tragedy, and eventual triumph.
Really, what I'm saying to people, don't be afraid to take chances. Don't be afraid to live your life. Not everyone is destined to be a great author or to be a great philosopher or a great teacher, but we're all destined to do something. We all know there's a challenge within ourselves to help others. All of us have something. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that it's going to go the way we planned. But we fall and then we get up again. The key is not how many times you fall. The secret is you must get up one more time than you fall.
Absolutely. So, Howard, what is the stumble theory and how do you prove that it works?
You prove it works by stumbling. You prove today, I would say anyone listening to this, look at your life today and look at something that happened. I have a dear friend in Europe who was taking up the sport and was having small fractures, breaking a finger here and there. Now, does she have to give up the sport? No, she takes stock of what happened, perhaps, you know, bone density, low calcium. She corrects that issue and she keeps playing. So what I'm saying to people, learn from your life and keep playing. Learn from your life and fall forward and keep going. It's so essential. There are so many people who are self-suppressed, who keep themselves down because something happened or somebody said something about them, their appearance, their behavior, their manner, and they think, oh, I just can't do this. You know, yes, when some people are criticized, their hearts break. So there are ways to criticize people. There are ways to help people. But we are often our own worst critic. So what people must do is say, okay, you know, I make mistakes. I'm human. I used to have this wonderful proofreader when I was a medical writer. And she was really, really good, best I ever had. But every once in a while, she'd make a mistake. And, you know, I'd come to her in a panic and I'd say, you know, we have this medical journal. We're going out. We're the biggest in the world, and we go out to everybody at what was the company, Practice Builders. And I said, and you made this mistake. And she very calmly look at me and say, hey, I'm human. I make mistakes. And that's it. Even, you know, the people that we most depend on, will make mistakes, which is why, you know, as we're all connected, we have to help look after each other and live and learn. But whatever you do, don't stay wounded, because a life is to live, not to be wounded and ruminate and search and be in anguish all the time. We are here to live our lives, and we are designed for joy.
So no matter who you are listening today, I can tell you one thing, you're going to make mistakes. But a mistake is not bad. If you learn from that mistake and correct the action that's necessary to go on from there. So that's an idea of hope, but it's an idea that philosophers have embraced for many years. And our guest today is a philosopher. He's one of the most critically thinking philosophers of this century. And I hope that you will get his book, The 13 Laws of Stumble, and learn some additional philosophy that will help you. Howard, would you tell our audience how they can get this book and anything else that you might want to say about contacting you or your website or whatever?
Absolutely. I think everyone should have this book. If you're really stuck in your life, you really want to move forward more effectively. You know, we've come through a terrible, you know, storm of COVID. If you're really determined to rise up and heal, you need to stumble to the website where this book is available, which is at www.waldorfpublishing.com. That's W-A-L-D-O-R-F, waldorfpublishing.com. It's a woman-owned publishing company. The wonderful lady's name owner is Barbara Carey. She is terrific, and she does a phenomenal job. So waldorfpublishing.com. And then our own website to learn about who we are and what we do and how we serve humanity is www.freeenterprisesolutions.com. That's www.freeenterprisesolutions.com. And Wynn, I'm so grateful for this time. Thank you so much.
Well, as always, Howard.
I was going to say, what's great information, definitely, that we were able to provide again today for our listeners.
So come on back to the podcast and go into archives and listen to Howard's previous three programs. It'll be worth your time many times over. It's been a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. It's my sincerest desire for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission is the longest running, single hosted, and produced spiritually based radio internet talk show in America. It has been continuously running over 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30 plus different forms, and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. As you know, my mission or purpose in life is to spread a message that there is a cure for every addictive behavior. This is a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction, and then the number 3. It's available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. If you meet 3 simple criteria, everyone gets well. I have 2 free resources where you can start your journey. The first is the link to my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No spaces, no capitals. And for more detail about treatment plans for addictive behaviors, go to www.RevWynHendersonMD.com. And thank you for listening today. Neil and Howard, thank you for being on the program.
Oh, this is tremendous information, Howard. Again, always bringing great detail of info that people really have to kind of ponder in so many ways, Howard.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you for the privilege, both of you, for being able to share this with people.
All right. Well, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Trust, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.